AM 760 KFMV presents Auto Talk with host Brian Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian right now, 1-800-760-KFMB.
All right, good morning, folks, and welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house, being my co-host this morning, is my brother, Kevin. Welcome, Kevin.
Good morning. It's a great day in San Diego.
It's a little foggy out today.
I like it like this when it's cool in the morning.
Oh, no, it's definitely a beautiful morning, just a little foggy out this morning.
If we get up every morning and look at sunshine,
it's not fog, though. It's marine layer.
Every morning looking at sunshine is boring. We got to have a little change in the weather, right?
Easy. I moved here for that boring sunshine.
Yeah, but it's good a little bit, but you know, having different changes is good too. Keeps you.
That's true. It'll burn off here in a couple hours and the sun will be out again and you can be bored.
No, I'll be painting the house by then.
Okay, well, then it'll help it dry. Oh, perfect. All right, folks, thanks for joining us this morning here for Auto Talk Radio. We always appreciate you tuning in and listening. Also appreciate all the folks that I got to meet at the Taco Tuesday that we did with KFMB this last Tuesday. Always great fun and to get to talk to some folks. So I do appreciate everybody that tunes in and listens and appreciate meeting everybody. So it was a great event and I'm always happy to be part of that and help bring it to the KFMB listeners. Good stuff. So this morning we're talking about making your vehicle last through the hot temperatures of summer. Well, and some people might say, well, we're into August, so we're the end of the summer, but not for us here in Southern California, because September and October are traditionally extremely hot months.
We're just getting into the
fire season. Exactly. So we are getting into the warm temperatures for sure. Like I said, September and October are typically warm. But this morning, you can give us a call at 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362. 1-800-760-5362. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about. As we, like I said, we're going to be talking about your vehicle and getting it through the summer. But anything else that you have on your mind that's automotive related, please give us a call. Happy that got to meet a gentleman that called in a couple times. Frank, I believe it was, with the Dodge truck. I think it was Frank. Frank, if that's sometimes
terrible with names.
I'm terrible with names. I remember trucks and cars, though. Anyway, he came up to the Escondido store and he's visited a few of our stores and was up there and we did some resetting on a couple things for him and all good to go. Was nice to meet him. I met him in a lobby and got to talk to him. So
very nice guy.
Very nice guy. I always appreciate meeting all the listeners that show up at the different locations if I'm there. It's always great to talk to everybody. So I do appreciate everybody coming in.
By the way, after recalibrating it, Ray did it with GPS and he was only off like a mile or two, which is, so he did get his problem taken care of.
Never perfect.
Well, yeah. I know. Of course, who knows if GPS is perfect neither. So, but it was within a mile or two. So he was very, very happy.
A mile off won't get you a ticket.
No, exactly. And you know what speed you're doing at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can track your gas mileage and all that great stuff when you're that close. So. All good. So all taken care of without a question. I do want to remind you folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, AAA approved and STARS certified for over 27 years now. Or this month is 27 years, sorry. West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out at 844 North Johnson Avenue, AAA approved and smog certified out there in El Cajon, heading up into the sixth year. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right here in central San Diego, around the corner, AAA approved and smog certified over there, over 2 years now at that facility. And now currently West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, previously known as Miramar 76 Service Center and Transmission, Dan's facility that Dan folded in with us, AAA approved and STARS certified over there, taking care of folks in the Golden Triangle. That store's been there for 30 years. Since April 1st is West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All the great stuff that Dan was doing, we're continuing on with it, plus adding on for some other great customer service things that we folded into there. So stop by and see us at any of the four locations. We're happy to take care of you. All of the West Automotive Group employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio, as all of us, including myself, truly believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. You just stop in and have your vehicle serviced, repair, and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. At the West Automotive Group, we offer 6 months no interest for vehicle service and repairs. Something there just to help folks. And it is truly that you get approved for it. You pay no interest for 6 months. So if you need a service or repair on your vehicle and you don't want to put the money on your credit card where you're paying interest, or you don't want to take it out of your bank account, you can always apply quickly for this over the phone or even at the location. And we can get you approved usually, and you can use it. And you can use it over and over again. You get a card. So you use it, pay it off, you can use it again. So take advantage, and you should also stop in and take advantage of our CertiCare no charge transmission diagnosis. I talk about this a lot because we get a lot of vehicles in that don't actually have a transmission problem that people think they do, or somebody else has diagnosed and told them that we do. And we talk about this all the time, and the reason that I talk about it all the time, because it's so important to me, we see so much money spent on things that actually don't repair the vehicle. So having your vehicle diagnosed by a qualified facility such as West Automotive Group facilities, any of the four, saves you money in the long run. And I always tell people about this when it comes to the cost of checking out or actually diagnosing a vehicle is well worth the money spent when we get into electronic diagnosis, drivability, things like that. It is the best money spent on any repair, because if you get it diagnosed properly, it will save you so much money in the long run. And as Dan used to say, I used to get up on my soapbox about that a lot, but it is so true. And I talk to people all the time in stores, like, well, you know, before I came to you guys, I went here and this happened, and you know what, they did this, and then I spent $500 and it's still not fixed. And then we diagnose it, and it's, you know, three or four, whatever, or more money to fix the vehicle. We get it fixed the first time, but still you've lost that out on that $500 or whatever, or you have to go back and try to recover it from somebody. Not worth the trouble. Get in, let us check your vehicle out and diagnose it properly, no matter what kind of repair you need, service or repair, as we do everything from oil changes to major transmission remanufacturing in-house. So, we do everything.
Tires,
so,
alignments.
Everything. A to Z, we'll call it. So anyway, very important. And you get in, and, you know, we also have low-cost rental vehicles at all four locations, shuttle rides to and from home or work. We have our little shuttle Kias Souls that run around and drop people off and pick them up all over the place. So check us out, westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com. And you can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. But we're here to help you out. But for sure, give us a call this morning, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362, anything automotive related. Let's grab Ron real quick in El Cajon. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing awesome this morning. How about yourself, sir?
I'm doing great. Hey, you know, Thursday I was in your El Cajon store and worked with Chris, and I got to tell you, you got the number one shop around, you know, your group.
Well, thank you.
I was totally satisfied. It was a little expensive, but it's trust. You know, gotcha. I really trust you guys, and I'd recommend you to anybody.
I appreciate those comments. I really do. And by the way, Ron, I believe it was you. I want to thank you for the review you also gave us on Google. I saw that come through. So.
Oh, good. Great.
I
wasn't sure if you really looked at those or not.
I keep an eye on all of them. I won't say unfortunately, but we get a lot of them, so I don't get to answer them all. So when you called, I thought to myself, they come to my email. I'm all, oh, yeah, that's Ron. That's got to be Ron from El Cajon that put the review through. So thank you so much for that. And thank you for your trust in us.
Yep. And I will be back because I do need more work. So. Anyway, Chris is an awesome guy, and you're very fortunate and blessed to have those type of employees.
They do an awesome job for sure, and like I said, I really appreciate your comments, and thanks for giving us a call.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. You guys have a good weekend.
Thank you.
You too, Ron. Take care now. Thanks again. Bye-bye. So great point from Ron. And I did see. And you know what? That reminds me of something I said. We get a lot of 5-star reviews, Google reviews and stuff like that. And unfortunately, I can't answer to every one of them, especially I've been really busy lately. My admin assistant, who'd been with me 4 years, She moved to Albuquerque, New Mexico, because her fiance got a paid PhD to do his PhD, is being paid actually like a job through a college there. So, you know what? Although we miss her, I mean, it was what it was, you know. So they're off on a life adventure. So Brian's been really busy lately trying to stay on top of that stuff and make sure everything's good as far as our back office stuff. We have a new admin assistant, Brenda, that's on with us. It's doing an amazing job learning, but there's big shoes to fill for Stephanie after being with me for 4 years. So
yeah, we all miss Stephanie.
Yeah, we do.
She was awesome. She took care of everything. She was always one step ahead of you. If you made a phone call to her, she already had it taken care of before you called.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. Well, and she, working with me, got to know me really well after 4 years. So she was always there to take care of things. But anyway, they're off to a new life adventure, and I'm hoping.
I know. Congratulations to him, too. It's always good to see people step up.
Yeah, and to him, because that's something he was looking for his PhD. So, and she's pretty excited about that. And he's in biotech. He's a pretty amazing kid. He's already been published once, I guess.
He wants to get people to live to 300, but I'm like, that stresses me out. I didn't plan on retirement for 300 and some years or whatever.
I've known you for like almost 50 years or 47, and I'm thinking, I'm not sure you're going to stress me out if I have to know you that long.
I don't want to live 300 years.
All right, let's grab Frank real quick. Good morning, Frank.
Morning.
You know what? I am so happy I got your name right.
Hi, Frank.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Hey, Kevin, it was nice meeting you, too.
Yeah, it was nice meeting
Brian,
you.
Yeah. Brian, I know they said you go to the other shops in the morning, so I guess that's why you were coming in there a little late. Everybody else was there at 7 o'clock.
I don't get anywhere at 7 o'clock, except for the gym, maybe.
I also got a chance to meet Matt there. You know, I told you Matt was the first, my first contact with you guys.
Correct. Yeah.
That was super seeing him, and I'm glad he's feeling better and he's up and at him again.
Absolutely. And he's an amazing guy, and we are so happy to have him on the team also. And just like Ron had said that we were just talking about in Elkhorn, I got to tell you, I mean, all locations, the employees that I have working for me, or what make our organization so amazing, without question, because they all believe in, you know, taking care of customers and getting the job done right. And same thing with the technicians and all that. So it's just an amazing group of folks, and we keep trying to add to it and always looking for other amazing, great people as we grow. So, but I do appreciate your guys' comments, and it was wonderful meeting you the other day.
And I'm glad your van got taken care of. Your truck.
Yeah, I want to thank you. You know, each time I went to one of your shops, you guys took care of the problem. I mean, every time. You know, first it was the transmission, and then it was the alignment, and then now the speedometer. Hey, you guys are okay. But I do have some bad news for you.
What's that?
I can't choose between the three shops that I see.
Well, wherever you're near, whenever you need something, just drop in.
They're all excellent.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate your comments. And like I said, it was a pleasure meeting you the other day.
Yeah, nice meeting you.
And like I said, if I'm winded, it's because I'm doing my walk in the morning.
No. Yeah, I remember you saying that. Well, good for you. And you got to keep out there and keep active. And that's for sure. All of us do.
Yeah, you guys take care. Have a wonderful summer.
You too.
You too, Frank. And if you need anything, you let us know. Take care now.
You betcha.
Okay. Bye-bye. So great. Another great call and a great guy to meet, without question. So, and he did tell me, he says, whenever I call, it sounds like I'm winning. He says, when I listen to you guys, I'm always doing my walk. And he does a power walk every morning to exercise.
I'm looking forward to my life settles down that I have time to take walks like that.
When we get done here, I can chase you through the parking lot with a truck if you like.
I got to chase myself home so I can work on the house.
Oh, that's right. That's right. All right, let's grab up Bob in San Diego real quick. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Bob.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Great show, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Just a little note. I'm old, retired airplane mechanic.
Awesome.
But my Hyundai is driving me nuts, worse than any aircraft I ever worked on. And what it is my Hyundai 2004 Elantra 2.0, it keeps arcing every so often on the plugs. And I've replaced the coil block, I've replaced the plugs, the wires, the cam positioning timing sensor. I only got this last one was a little over a year and a half. I don't know now if it's the car itself, if there's demons inside that motor, or it's a factory flaw. I have no idea what's happening. I just did it for the third time this last week.
Okay.
It's driving me crazy. Now I'm replacing one plug at a time instead of all four, because before it was two cylinders that were arcing. Now it was another cylinder that was arcing. I'm at my wit's end. Do you guys have any suggestions as to what's going on here?
Well, a couple things I want to ask real quick. When you say arcing, you're talking about misfiring, right? You're getting a misfire out of the car.
It's misfiring, okay, yes. Okay. And when I pull the plug and I inspect it, and I pull the plug, it's an arc. I can see the arc, okay. the black spark. Or the black carbon where it was arcing.
Down the side of the plug?
Yes.
Okay, so let me ask you this real quick. What your Hyundai, how many miles on it?
It's 2004 2.0, and it's about 185,000, 86,000, okay, somewhere around there.
Okay.
And I keep very well maintained as best as I can under the circumstances.
Gotcha. What plugs are you putting in it? OEM? That car either came with NGK or Denso.
I was using NGKs,
mm-hmm,
and then I switched over this. The one plug that I just replaced was a Platinum. I don't think it's an NGK. I can't remember what it is now, but it was an $8 plug.
Okay.
A very good plug.
Gotcha. So here's my suggestion. If you're getting those cracks down the side of the plug often, can I ask you a question? The plug tool that you're using to put the plugs in, the socket, is the rubber insert in it protecting?
No.
See, here could be the problem, and I'll be honest with you. We see these plugs a lot of times, and if they're not protected properly in the right type of socket when they're put in,
uh-huh,
you can sometimes, uh-huh, get small cracks in the upper coral of that, and that's coral, actually, that they use for that. And what happens,
right,
is then over time, the spark starts to leak out the side of it. Because you're talking the upper part of the plug, right? You're seeing a carbon track up it, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, that may be what's happening. So it may not, that's typically not a car thing to cause it to happen. So number one, I'd get whatever plugs are OEM in it. And number two, buy yourself a brand new quality spark plug socket to install those. And make sure you're not,
right,
over torquing them.
Well, you know what? They stopped using the coral because of environmental impacts, and they started using ceramic. The last time I went to
on
a class on this,
them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The problem is they crack,
right,
easier. They crack easier because they're not actual coral anymore, and they're ceramic.
So,
right,
there you go. Yeah, the tips part of them often they still use coral, I think.
You know, would it be any consolation if I mention this to you that,
sure,
I do use anti-seize on the threads?
Perfect.
And I put them in with a. With a magnet first, and
okay,
I drop the plug down into the cylinder using a stick magnet, and then I just go ahead and I wiggle it real gently, and I hand screw in the plug until it snugs up, and then I go to tighten it down. So I'm very, very careful putting in those plugs. Very well aware. Very, very well aware of what you just mentioned, especially with the rubber and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think that's it, but I will get a socket, or I have one somewhere in my 30-year box I haven't found yet to try that. But it's I guess maybe that's it.
Well,
there's nothing else for me to do, actually.
There's nothing else to actually cause those plugs to create those fissures up the side of them. Which start,
right,
to leak the spark out of them. And that, so usually it's something like that. Either that or you're just unlucky and you've got plugs that people have along the way dropped a bunch or something like that. I mean, you never know what's happened to a plug before you get it,
right,
let's be honest. But,
right,
I mean, it doesn't seem that, you know, I've seen this happen and then you replace all the plugs, get them all torqued in, and it doesn't come back again. So that's kind of a hard one. The coils don't tend to over... it would take a lot to create a crack in that porcelain as far as that goes. So unless it's done by something like that, typically.
Well, what about the cam positioning timing sensor? This is the third one I've replaced in the last 3 years. Are we talking about a factory defect, or that's all we get, or it's made in China?
It's actually.
I don't know because I don't know that they can't tell me if it's an OEM product because we can't tell anymore with this global economy if we're getting OEM, aftermarket. I don't know.
Well, I mean, so with those cam sensors, we use OEM stuff, and the reason we know it's OEM is because we buy from a lot of the manufacturers directly. So like Hyundai on that, yeah, without question. So if it is offshore, then failure on those is they're not always made to the same specs as higher. So you're buying it from an auto parts store. Obviously, you're not buying it from you didn't go.
No,
to
I have a commercial account that I use here in San Diego that ships out to all the local garages and mechanics.
Okay.
So it's not a standard commercial auto parts store.
Gotcha. Well, and if it's some of the ones that we use, then they actually have, if they do stock OEM. So because we buy from a, there's direct sellers that we buy from a lot in town too that basically have a OEM stuff, and it's in the OEM box. That's why we know we'll get it. It's in the Hyundai box. It didn't come from the Hyundai dealer, but it's in the Hyundai box. So that's what I kind of be looking for. As far as that goes, because those offshore ones do have a higher failure rate. We don't replace a lot of cam sensors on that vehicle. Kevin, do Hyundai's, we don't say a lot of the cam sensors on the 2.0. I know we've done some cam and crank ones here and there, but not like the Nissans.
I wouldn't see that causing the problem anyways, because it doesn't really supply the power. It just triggers whatever.
That's not causing a spark plug problem. He's just saying has cam sensor failures. Yeah. I'd make sure I had a good OEM one on that, Bob, to be honest with you. I'd probably take care of your problem on that.
And then if you have a Nissan, even the factory ones go bad.
Well, Nissan, yeah, that's what I say. It's not a Nissan, luckily, because the cam and crank sensors on those just fail left and right, even the OEM ones.
Yeah, even the OEM ones.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, when that happens, is that the way the manufacturer designed it in order to do that to keep business up? I mean,
no, I don't think they designed it.
I just attack on what's going on here with these parts.
Yeah, most of manufacturers don't build their own sensors anyways. They like sub it out and then somebody else builds it. Somebody else just didn't design it right for Nissan. That's what happened.
Well, either that or the engineers for Nissan didn't design it right, and then it was built, because it's usually built to an engineer's spec. Especially when it's an OEM part, it's built to the spec that the engineers for Nissan wanted, and therefore, you know, it just wasn't engineered properly.
Well, you gotta remember, it happens. The engineering gets done on paper first, so sometimes on paper to the real thing, there's inconsistencies.
Yeah, but a lot of times they don't fix it either after there's a problem.
Well, no, because now it's going to cost too much.
What's your take on quality control with these manufacturers? Is there any such thing anymore?
Yeah, most of them have decent quality control. But sometimes they'll look at things, and I got to be honest with you, that we know are known failures. These cam and crank sensors don't fail for like 80,000 miles. That's well out of their warranty. They're not worried about it after that.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Or
absolutely,
even if they fail at 50, I don't know what on that car was, but if it's out of their warranty sequence, then they're not really worried about it. If they're getting a bunch of failures in warranty, they'll go back and look at it again and make sure that they update that part. So it's just business for them.
I'm getting tired of having to reset the check engine light because of these things. It's, you know, it'll run great, runs perfect, and all of a sudden, bing, if it's not the plugs, then it's the cam positioning timing sensor. Then it's a map sensor, and you know, it's just unbelievable. Anymore, I tell people, we're no longer in my time. I don't want to say my age, but it was mechanical. Now, when you buy a car, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, you are buying an electronics package.
You're buying mechanics.
No longer mechanics. They're electronic technicians anymore.
Correct. You're buying multiple computers that talk to each other that you're driving down the road. So
the mechanical part of cars actually lasts twice as long.
Yeah. They do.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
No problem.
I appreciate
Thanks for the call,
time.
Bob. Have a
Thank you very much. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe. Bye. So let's grab Dan real quick. We're going to have to go to our break here just shortly. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Thanks for waiting,
really
my friend.
I don't really have a problem now. I just want to put out a big thank you to you and Chris and El Cajon for diagnosing the transmission problem. And it wasn't a small problem. It was internal. So Chris called the dealership, checked on warranty. Yep, it's under warranty. Took it over there, and they now have a new transmission on order. I just want to thank you guys so much.
No problem. And that's one of the great things that we do also, is try to keep an eye on vehicle manufacturer's warranties. If it's still under the manufacturer's warranty, we don't want you spending money on it. It's free. We'll send you to where it's free.
Well, I sure do appreciate it.
No problem at all, Dan. And we're here to take care of you. And I appreciate
all
you giving
right,
us a call.
Good. Thank you so much, Brian.
Thank you. Have a
wonderful,
wonderful safe weekend.
You too.
Take
you
care.
Too.
Bye-bye. So a great point from Dan, and that's one thing we keep an eye on. If we get a vehicle in, we check on the manufacturer's warranties on these if we don't know for sure, especially a big repair like that. And we'll often recommend, you know, if it's, we will recommend if it's under factory warranty, hey, we'll call in, say, you need to get it over to the dealer. It's under factory warranty. They'll replace it for free. We don't want you spending money on something that you don't need to. So very important part of the West Automotive Group. All right, folks, we're going to have to take our bottom of the hour break here real quick. We appreciate you joining us here on Auto Talk Radio. You can give us a call at 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362. As you're listening to Auto Talk Radio, we'll be right back after these messages.
AM 760 KFMB.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. Kevin is in co-hosting today. Are you dancing over there?
Yeah, what are you doing? I had two cups of coffee. I'm ready to go.
Where are you going?
I don't know. Nowhere fast right now.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, geez. All right, well, here we go.
Hey, it's a good Saturday.
Every day I wake up and stand up's a good day. I don't know about you.
I know, but you know what? Today I get to do a little of my own thing.
A little of your own thing, which is working on the house.
Yeah, but at least I get to do it at my pace.
Kevin has the most beautiful big blue house you ever seen in your life, let me tell you.
It's a big bear in the big blue house. That's what the kids always called it when they were kids.
And it's this two-story blue house. I'm not kidding. Your house is blue.
And it's got a 12 by 12 pitch roof on it. So it's like New England style.
It's like it's East Coaster house.
Yeah, it's one of those houses people drive by, and that's a cool house.
Why is it blue?
That was my wife. I don't care. I'm a guy.
I'm not even going to go down this road at all. All right, folks, give us a call here. 1-800-760-KFMB. 1-800-760-5362. 1-800-760-5362. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about. I do want to remind you, the show is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Also, Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there for sure. We do not stock nor sell anything else when it comes to batteries at the West Automotive Group. If you need a battery for any automotive related concern, give one of our locations a call or shoot us an email at westautomotivegroup.com and hop on there and make an appointment, and we'll get you an Interstate battery installed. If you were to look under the hood of our vehicles, you would find nothing but Interstate batteries, whether it's my truck, my car, my motorcycle, whatever it is, even my backup battery for the server has Interstate batteries installed in it. So if you need a battery for any need that's not automotive related, you can check them out at their storefronts, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University Avenue. Interstate battery. It's a battery for every need. All right, let's grab, but folks, give us a call, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362. Let's grab Al in San Diego real quick. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Brian and Kevin.
Good morning.
What's happening, my friend?
I just needed to see what you guys thought about or even had a chance to look at. I'm seeing they're coming out in 2020 with a mid-engine Corvette.
I've
seen that, yes. Yeah, that thing's supposed to have like 800 horsepower or something like that, isn't it?
I like it.
It almost looks like a Ferrari or something with the mid-engine.
Yeah, it'll handle a lot better than the old Corvette's front engine, for sure.
Oh, it'll stick to the road better because they put the weight in the center of it, all kinds of things.
Just like that Ford GT. Yeah, it'll be... It should be a fun car to drive, I will tell you that.
Yeah, I guess they're going to... not need to put nitrous in that thing.
Nope, they pretty much won't. Actually, I think it's like 625 horsepower or something like that. The Ford GT is like 650, I believe, something like that. So, man, those cars are powered up. You don't need nitrous for that. It's already...
Well, the cool thing about the new cars coming out, they got a lot of performance, and they actually don't do bad on gas. You know, like back in the day, they only got 3 miles to the gallon. These things are actually doing good gas mileage and getting serious horsepower.
Electronics to keep them in... keep them stoichiometric, as we do call it, or in the best fuel control. Yeah, you know what? Should be a fun car to drive. Not a car everybody's going to buy. It's got a pretty high sticker price on it, for sure.
Oh, I imagine.
Yeah, so...
And you guys are aware that Mopar's putting out a crate engine with 1,000 horsepower?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, once again, not for everybody.
Hey, I don't think the Corvette, the actual car payment, is what's going to kill you. I think it's going to be the insurance payment.
People, people that tend to buy those can actually afford them and afford the insurance. Some of them have enough money to be self-insured, so it's all good.
Yeah.
But that car is still not going to be very cheap. I from what I was looking at, up around $80,000 starting. So yeah,
and that's, you know what gets me is you pay that $80,000 or whatever it is, and then you look at those cars say 5 years down the road, you go, wow, did they really spend that much money? Because it looks old and it's, you know, it's passe, and they got the new cars, you know, 4 or 5 years down the road.
Correct.
Out.
But, hey. Well, I will tell you though, I'm going to tell you this mid-engine one will be something to have. I guarantee you, Corvette owners and people that are in Corvette clubs are falling all over themselves for this thing. I guarantee you.
I'm not even a Corvette club, and I'm falling all over it.
So.
No, it looks sweet. I saw pictures of it, and it really looks sweet and intimidating.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, I'm glad the American companies are coming out with these muscle cars again, because that's what made them big.
Yeah, well, it's also fun to drive. We got to have some fun to drive stuff for sure.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. You guys have a good one. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem, Al. Take care. Have a safe, wonderful weekend. Bye bye. Okay. But the great comments there when it comes to the Corvette, and those are fun cars.
All the three big manufacturers.
Now all Chrysler's got to do is come out with a mid-engine Viper, and
they'll all have fun cars right now. I mean, they got the Challenger out, and then Ford's coming out with their Mustangs, and their you know, I mean, obviously the GT that one's a little out of most people's price range. I mean, obviously, but
that and the Corvette both will be. But yeah, exactly. Still fun cars to look at, and if you know somebody's got one to ride in or drive,
or you can at least rent it for the weekend. There's companies out there that rent their own cars out.
Enterprise has a whole exotic division that has cars like that. You can rent all kinds of cars from them.
Yeah, exactly. So you can have a fun weekend.
If you want to know what it costs to rent one of those cars for a day, you should go check it out.
I know it's expensive, but not nearly as expensive as buying the car, because them tires and them cars are not cheap. Everything about maintenance on them cars are not cheap anyway. So if you just want to have a fun weekend.
Well, the daily rate, like on a Range Rover Sport,
it's like what?
$350.
$300 to $500 on the exotic cars like that. So
on that, and that's not even. What do you think a Corvette's going to rent for? One of the new Corvettes?
Yeah, but dude, the tires on a Corvette are probably what? $2,000 by the time you're done. So if you just want a weekend and spend $1,000, there you go.
It's going to be more than $1,000 per day.
Okay, but you get it.
My point is, make sure that you get their insurance, because your credit card will not be happy if something happens to that car if you rent one of those. I'm just going to be honest.
There are companies out there now, though, that it's actually somebody owns that car, and they just, you know, kind of like that RV where they do that. So it is cheaper to do it like that, too. So,
well, if you rent it for a day, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, let's grab John and Fallbrook real quick. What you got going, John?
Oh, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Yep.
Oh, good. I got a bit of a challenge in my motorhome, and I wondered if maybe you could give me some answers.
Sure.
A week or so ago, I was headed to Eastern Sierras, and between Ridgecrest and Lone Pine, I got a check engine light, which is a little disheartening, right? You're in the middle of places you don't know, and...
Well, in a motorhome, too.
And up going up, yeah, you're on the 395 up there?
Yeah.
Yep,
and,
yep.
And I don't drive it. I can't see well enough to drive, so my wife's driving it. Mm-hmm. She gets pretty worried about it. So when we checked it and cleared it, actually, PO332, which says something like I had a knock on bank number 2.
Okay.
Could add some pain. What
year motorhome is this, once again? And what chassis?
It's a workhorse chassis, a Chevy.
So it's GM.
A large Chevy engine, yep. And it's a 03.
Okay, so it's probably got it. It's probably got a 454 in it, I would presume.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 7.4 liter.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Yeah. And so it's got a 332, and it's a knock on a bank.
Yeah, bank number 2.
Okay, well, let me ask you a couple questions, and you can tell me if you any pinging or pre-detonation that you've heard when this happens.
No change at all in power. It didn't burp. It didn't hiccup. It didn't do anything. And we were pulling a hill, and all of a sudden this light comes on. And this is actually the second time this has happened to us.
Okay,
it happened again last year. But it only happens once a year.
Gotcha.
So I can't figure it out. Never happened before that. for the 10 years or 12 years that we had it before that. We never had that problem.
Okay. But you are pulling a hill and you are on quite a bit of load.
It could be.
Yeah, we're pulling a little car behind it too.
Okay. So what? Let me ask you this. What grade, what octane fuel do you run in this thing?
We run 87 and I run Chevron. I retired from Chevron and I
good
like
fuel.
Their fuel.
Yeah, no, good fuel. Let me ask you this then. How many miles did you say this coach has on it?
I think we just hit 31,000.
Okay. So here, have you owned it since new?
Well, it was 2 years old or 3 years old.
Okay, so close to new. Here's a couple suggestions. Number one, we could have some carbon build up on the valves, which is on the intakes, which is robbing a little bit of fuel. And when you get under the right load, it does pick up a little ping, even though you don't hear it. The knock sensors pick it up, and they're retarding the timing and turning on the light. That's number one. Number two, you may be getting some pinging because of the octane rating under that heavy of a load. You might want to step it up to like an 89 octane the next time you make this trip and see, or a 92, and see if that problem doesn't occur. Those are the two areas I would go with. I don't think you have a real big problem going on here, but an induction service once a year on that vehicle, let's not do a year. Let's say every 15,000 miles or so, surely will help reduce carbon on it. It's not that expensive of a thing. But does it clean the intake runners, the valve carbon, all that stuff, which can cause a pre-detonation on these vehicles under a heavy load. So those are the two suggestions I have for you.
You performed that clean out.
We did
2 years ago or 3 years ago. Okay. Yeah, if you remember, I had an air indicator that I had the motorhome in for a couple weeks trying to figure out why what the heck was happening then. It was a big deal with Tim and John at your Escondido.
Okay, this was...
They couldn't figure out why... I kept tripping to low performance, and they had to tow me in. Anyway.
Oh gotcha. Okay. So you don't have that problem any longer, though. That's all cured, correct? So you're getting this check engine light, though, just when you pull this hill.
Yeah, twice.
So the first thing, if that's been done and it's been less than 15,000 miles induction service, then what I would suggest at this point is step up the grade of fuel, not the vendor. Stay with Chevron, great fuel, but step up the octane rating on this the next trip to at least to 89 or even 92 if you want to move up there. And I almost bet you the problem will go away.
Wow.
Yep. So you're probably under heavy load, just picking up a bit of a knock. Our fuel, even though I understand it's Chevron, but all the additives for California and all that stuff, is not the greatest fuel in the world.
It is different than Texas.
Yeah, it don't matter what vendor you get it from. It's just not the greatest fuel in the world. So just one of those things. Yeah.
Chevron is better, though.
Okay.
So, but
and so how is that detected? What device in there detects that knock?
There's two piezoelectric sensors that are in the center valley of the engine. And they actually pick up the type of vibration knock. It's a vibration sensor, basically, on the motor. There's two of them.
And are they replaceable?
They are, but I'm going to tell you something. When they go bad, they set codes right away. And they really don't get off as far as calibration-wise. So, yeah, I mean, it's quite... Oh, you have to pull the intake off to replace them, too. It's not in a nice spot, my friend.
You do see them go bad, very often.
Yeah.
They don't go very bad.
Yeah, if we have to ever pull an intake on one of those, we always recommend to replace those with the harness. The only other thing we see is if we get vermin down in there that chew on the harness. But the minute you get a break in the harness, you get a solid check engine light that never goes away. So... Anyway.
Yeah.
Yep. So I wouldn't recommend replacing them unless there's actually an issue with them, okay?
Yeah.
I would step up to the higher. I'd step up to the... I'm sorry.
Once I cleared that, are you able to plug in and capture the data that was there when it happened?
Nope. If you clear... Now, if the check engine light goes off on its own, yes. If you hook up with a code reader and clear the data, you've cleared everything. Anytime you clear a check engine light, it's gone. So
I wasn't going to drive. we weren't going to drive the rest of the way up the mountains with that engine light on, because then we would have never known if anything else happened. Right.
I agree with you on that. So what I said, like I said, let's try it. Let's go higher octane fuel on this thing the next time you make the trip up, at least that part of the trip. As you head out of here up through there, run a high, and let's see if it changes.
Okay.
All right. That's the cheapest and best way to do it.
A can of the octane booster may help too. Huh?
That may help too. But yeah, just check it out and
see. Saves me a little money.
You got it.
Fill it up 80 gallons at 91 octane.
It gets
kicks
pricey.
Me pretty hard.
Try 89 yeah. Okay, then. Yeah, you got it, John. Thanks for the call, John. Have a wonderful,
have a
safe
great
weekend. Take care. We're going to have to take our last break here, folks. You can give us a call at 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362. It's Auto Talk Radio. We'll be right back after these messages. All right, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. We appreciate y'all joining us this morning. Boy, the hour's flown by. A couple things for John also that me and Kevin were discussing. Kevin made a good point. He says, you know, when towing and load and all that with his vehicles, if you're towing a lot of heavyweight and all that, he'll run the higher octane when he's on the road towing. Or just run around town unloaded, he'll run the lower octane, maybe a little mix up on that. But that vehicle, it sounds like anytime they take it out, they're going to be towing.
Yes.
He said he tows a car behind. So, you know, I'm just telling you, quality fuel, you can probably try it out. It might be a couple dollars more to use 89 octane or something like that, but it can save you a lot of trouble. Second thing is, also we don't know, is the head temp coming up on the motor? Because like you said, running the lower octane fuel brings the head temp up on the vehicle sometimes. So especially under load like that. So my suggestion is, you know, let's definitely move up the octane rating on that thing and see, a problem may go away. And also make sure that, keep an eye on the temperature of the motor when this check engine light comes on and take a look. I'd really love to see the stored data when it is coming on, what it says. That would really tell us a lot more. So I don't know.
Maybe if the code had been saved, we could have went back and looked at
when it happened, all the flight recorder data.
Yes.
As our friend would say that called in that does airplanes.
Well, temperature is one of those things that's actually recorded. Some of the stuff doesn't get recorded in there, but the temperature, the main do, so we would have been able to see how hot.
Well, and usually those motors have a head temp sensor on them too.
Some of them do, yeah.
Yeah, so it'll store that data too. Not just the temperature in there, but the head temp. The head temp's elevated, you know, you can go from there. So these workhorses are unique vehicles, but they are on a Chevy chassis. So it is the Chevy GMC 7.4 liter.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. Yeah. It was just their truck company or whatever.
But yeah, head temp, engine temp, octane rating can cause these things and cause issues. So something to keep an eye on. So we do appreciate y'all joining us. We're going to have to wrap it up here quickly. Just remember, check us out at westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com. From there, you can also click on the Auto Talk link and catch up on any of the Auto Talk shows that you missed on Saturday Live. You can also click on the Auto Man, where I'm the Auto Man on the CW every Friday morning for Friday morning news. They replay it Friday evening, where I do a segment related to something that has to do with automotive repair service or your vehicle, or just helping you out when it comes to cars. So check it out, and we'll be happy to put those out there for you. We do one a week, so all good stuff. And that's Friday morning news around 8 a.m. on the CW. Anyway, we appreciate everybody joining us. Up next, a Smart Investing Show. The boys are in the house. They're Brent and Chase. They're going to take you on into investing. Keep your ears on. These guys know what to do with money, that's for sure. So stay tuned, and they'll take good care of you. They're up next. San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up, my friend. Make sure that you're taking care of your vehicles and getting them in, and be safe and be kind to everybody while you're on the road. We do appreciate joining us here at Auto Talk Radio. We'll be back next Saturday. Thanks for joining. This has been Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB.